CBC Radio Australia.
Symposium, yeah, we will host team and continuous one blow international youth day and also one year youth week. But some circumstances we will not have for host team, and currently we will host team now as everything is ready so far. But purposely blow that for symposium first and for information sharing for young people. I think information gap between young people and relevant authorities that look after welfare of young people. So we are looking at this forum and important for young people and relevant ministries and also NGOs for information sharing. Sharing policies or programs where young people should serve and also young people understanding two ways of engagement within relevant ministries and NGOs when it comes to welfare of young people.
Okay.
And also, we are thinking for come up with some resolutions or open letter for me for engage with leaders in the country for young people talent to what now positions for young people when it comes to the youth policy for young people. And also the national development strategy where I'm also surrounding welfare of young people. So we felt like for come up with one for a resolution, so can be an open letter so that we felt a dialogue with leaders where we felt young people talem leaders that we follow here for work together for driving development initiatives or challenges for addressing young people's welfare. Or that for a communique or that for a statement, and if I know demand, and if I call for a work together.
Now, this for a symposium, you for a no more long Honier City youth or have national something?
This one, blow me for a Honier no more, because Honier Council or within the stakeholders, blow Honier now supporting, but never like for looking such a symposium from roll out other provinces. Because I think important information sharing, I think something that young people always highlighting the policies and programs, civic engagement in civic education.
At the moment, what kind of engagement now, or we might say sharing of information, if anything at all, go ahead between, like you say, over the youth, maybe groups and also government agencies or something else?
I think information sharing with cyber government agencies within the Mifala young people, I think through relevant ministries like Minister of Youth, no? And for Mifala go down low youth groups, it's all about whether social media or media outlets, or if no more, Mifala contacting its respective youth leaders if such information sharing is needed, especially development side of the country or any issues that arise. I think Mifala respecting those channels for engagement and information.
And what's way alongside long empowerment below the youth?
I think youth empowerment programs and continue. But I think one thing we like for highlighting that before we leave, I think youth empowerment and one for something that this whole country is doing for empowering young people. But the important thing we like highlighting is a positive empowerment of young people. We like highlighting this one layer because, I mean, the current situation country facing, there are a lot of youth empowerment programs that go negative approaches because the empowerment where we mean is the right information and right engagement. Because currently we know that our country been facing quite a challenging times now, and young people me encouraging me follow for more understanding right me follow than using right as you look in social media young people engage about rights. It's about youth empowerment where you've talked about right people, but it's important for you me get them right, blame me, the responsible way as active citizen in the country where you may get them right there and also same time you may get them responsibility for act as a lawful citizen in the country. As now me sabe that there are information being used for using vulnerability and emotion for young people. So say me just like for living across the year that empowerment for young people, I mean good, but it must be a positive empowerment. Right information and right engagement.